Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. Well, it looks like New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says if you're a gun owner, you have no place in the state of New York. And Mayor de Blasio doubled down. And Mayor Nutter of Philadelphia is one of the mayors against illegal guns, right? Well, only $500,000 missing out of the gun buyback program there. And if you're from another state, you're responsible for New Jersey gun crime, apparently. What do you think of that, Ann?
You know, all of these revelations that are coming up right now with Harpo Cuomo, by the way. I don't call him Andrew Cuomo. Harpo Cuomo is basically saying if you're conservative or if you're a gun owner or you're basically a maker and not a taker, you don't belong in New York. He wants you to move.
Good.
So this way they'll end up with all the dregs of society living in New York. And it just goes to show mirror image this last snowstorm, socialist de Blasio with Moonbeam and Buttercup. They showed a picture of him with his daughter. She had seashells in her hair.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, and castanets in her hand.
Very
okay.
Good. Well,
she plays the castanets.
She called for a one-day ceasefire for all the gun violence in the bad neighborhoods.
Everybody listen.
From her room in Gracie Mansion.
Well, you know, it's funny that Moonbeam's dad, de Blasio, he made sure that the public works plowed the streets of the people
who voted and sided with him couldn't get in there.
And
they were blocked with snow.
Correct. They didn't plow the streets of the people who had to get up and go to work.
Yeah. You like that Upper West Side? You voted for him.
And now he's all yours.
Oh, yeah.
Communism coming to you.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, we have two special guests in the show on the show today. We have Dan Roberts. Dan is a contributing writer for Ammoland. Ammoland, Freddie and Dan and those guys, they basically endorsed me, one of two major outlets to endorse me. And Dan has his lovely, almost 9-year-old, fourth grade daughter, Cheyenne, here. Cheyenne, say hi.
Hi.
You're almost nine, right?
I'm nine.
Oh,
she
I
is
insulted
nine. What's
her.
Wrong with you?
She is nine. Sorry, guys. You should see the face she just gave me.
Yeah, she gave you a face.
I'm leaving.
She gave you the face we give you.
I got some emails. I got an email from this Diana. She said that I don't let Sandy talk enough, so I'm going to do the rest of the show in sign language. Okay? All right? And this way, Sandy, you can get some face time and mouth time in there. So we have them on. We're going to be talking about some stuff. Dan wrote some really good articles. Dan is a strong Second Amendment advocate, and it doesn't get more wholesome than this. His daughter is a competitive and recreational shooter who is now sponsored by Gun for Hire. We're going to get her.
Winner.
We're going to get her up there. She's going to be shooting 3-gun matches and everything in no
Very
time.
Nice.
At the 9-year-old division,
at
which is kick butt. Man, kick butt, Cheyenne. I can say kick butt to a nine-year-old, right?
You could, or dad's
okay.
Here.
So. So Harpo Cuomo wants all of the conservatives and gun owners to move out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
De Blasio is not going to supply basic services to the taxpayers.
No.
So New York is pretty much gone.
Well, you know, it is now, it has hit the worst business climate. It is ranked number 50 out of 50 states for doing business in the United States. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. And at the same time, they're running some sort of commercial that New York is open for business.
Yeah, who's going to want to go there?
I don't know. Not me.
You can't.
They
can't eat there.
30 million people.
You really can't eat in New York anymore the way they set it up.
People are fleeing from New York faster than they're fleeing from New Jersey, which is amazing.
And we're going to get to you guys. So, Cheyenne, you behave yourself there, okay? She's giving me dirty looks.
I see.
Okay? And I can't give a 9-year-old girl a dirty look back. I'm done here. I'm done.
Already.
Samson with the hair cut off. There's nothing
I can do right now. That's it. Yep.
But now in Philadelphia, the mayor of Philadelphia and his head law enforcement official were given $1 million in donations to give out $100 gift cards, food shopping gift cards for gun buyback programs.
Mm.
And they did a rough audit and they're missing $487,000. $200.
Well, that happens, Anthony.
They're also missing 208 $100 gift certificates for food shopping. And the police officer who's in charge of the gun buyback program, he goes, what's the big deal? We've taken 22 guns off the street so far with this money.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
$600,000 to take 22 guns off the street, and $500,000 is missing.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some expensive
what's
guns.
What's wrong with you? And your point?
I mean, it's missing. Bad accounting practices, they said. Well, are you kidding
bad
me?
Bad accounting practices?
That's as bad as their accountability in the evidence room, because they've had firearms disappear out of there.
Many, many firearms have disappeared out there.
Well, this is Mayor Nutter. He is the illegal mayor against guns. He's a member of the
Bad. You know, Bloomberg's we have other, Dan, you just wrote a post, too. There's another major newspaper that wants to list all our addresses again,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually a media conglomerate. They have a whole bunch of different newspaper holdings, mostly in the Midwest, but up into North Pennsylvania, too.
They're going to need armed guards in front of their houses when us pro-gun people list their addresses.
And the interesting thing about that announcement was they talk about how they have no plans to release the information. Well, then what's the point of building the database?
Actually, I agree with you 100%.
If you're not going to release it, why have it? What do you need it for?
So it's pretty bad. Now, before we get into Cheyenne and her shooting prowess and everything, Dan, you wrote a great article in AmmoLand. And if you don't subscribe to AmmoLand, it's AmmoLand.com. They have a daily brief that goes out. They have updates. They have a Facebook page. These guys are based out of South Jersey. I ran into Freddie at the SHOT Show 2 weeks ago. They were there for 7 days. You know, they're always sending out, you know, information on new guns and new laws and endorsing people. And again, a lot of you don't know it, but now we're up to 6 major pro-gun, pro-2A organizations have contacted me directly that say they're personally supporting me, but they can't publicly support me because they're afraid of what's going to happen
backlash
to them.
Backlash from the NRA?
Backlash from the NRA.
Wow.
Yes. And some organizations I've had on this show and some organizations that I've really pitched for, okay?
You know what's interesting, though, is I don't understand any of this because you're running. All right, look, you're a bombastic guy. Everybody knows that you're going to shake things up, which I think it's about time that we shook this up. Let's not confuse this with the fact that you're anti-NRA.
I'm not anti-NRA.
If I cut you, you're going to bleed NRA. You're one of the largest supporters I know. I mean, you can't get any higher as far as support from the NRA with you, right?
Not in the state
of
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Anybody, you know, everybody knows, and I'm not going to blow smoke up myself, but anybody knows it. If Dan said he wanted to host a 2A thing and he wants my facility, okay, it's yours. What's the charge? It's free.
Right.
I do that for everybody.
This is 30 years you've been doing
this. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, you're right. I do bleed NRA, but they're afraid. You know, I was endorsed by the Firearms Coalition, which is the Knox brothers, which the NRA associates with their late great dad, Neil Knox. Yeah. And I'm the only one they nominated so far. Next week they're coming out with formal nominations. But
look at what the NRA did to Neil Knox.
Correct. And, you know, when I became a gun guy back in the 80s, I started reading Shotgun News, and Neil Knox had his articles in there every week, and I looked up to that guy, and it was in my formative gun years, and so I like a lot of the things that he spoke about. And why do I have to be a mushroom? You know, I made a statement on one of the gun forums that if it ain't broke, break it. And I was attacked by another NRA board member. Leave status quo alone. We're doing fine. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. And that's absolutely not the case. I mean, I've been an NRA life member and an instructor for over a decade. The fact of the matter is, it took me a long time to get to this point that, for lack of a better word, New Jersey's pretty much been sacrificed as far as the national NRA goes.
Sure.
What they're willing to do.
You need a boogeyman, right?
Yes, that's exactly. It took me a long time to accept that was what was obvious on its face, that they are using New Jersey as an example to the rest of the country to say, if you don't send us a donation, if you don't support us, if you don't do this, that, or the other, you could be New Jersey next.
Right.
And therefore, it's in some sick way, it's in their own best interest to not see things move forward in New Jersey.
But here's another thing. This isn't going to be an hour show criticizing the NRA.
No,
I love the NRA.
So do I.
I'm the reason, why people know that the NRA funded 14 civil rights cases in this state
right.
because of Gun for Hire Radio.
Correct.
So the NRA also does a horrible job conveying what they're doing.
Yes, okay? They do.
Listen, don't send me a wine club or hip it a month club or knee prosthetic club. Send me a list of those 14 cases and that you're currently funding those cases and ask me for money and I will crack my checkbook out.
Right.
Now, I do it already. I'm a high donor through Civil Rights Defense Fund.
Right.
But how many other people out there that throw all of that crap away, that marketing stuff, would look at that and go, wow, the NRA is a national organization, but look at this. They spent $250,000 on New Jersey cases last year, funding Drake, funding Pantano, funding this, funding that. We would open our purses
sure.
up.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, Anthony, you and I are going to be talking in the future then, because I'm actually in the middle of doing a multi-part series on a heritage gun club down in my neck of the woods in South Jersey in Elmer that is under assault by a corrupt anti-gun town council and planning board that are basically using every trick they can to try to shut them down and run them out of business.
And I've spoke to Gary Allison about this, and you know the NRA helped out with that, right?
To a point they did, yes.
Yeah, well, they just hear – he's talking about USANA.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And this is from Gary Allison. Now, we got Scott Bach involved. Anthony, wanted to give you an update and thank you for getting the ball rolling at USANA. I also wanted to wait until you had recovered from the SHOT Show. Scott went above and beyond. He went to NRA headquarters and advocated in USANA's defense. We were denied at first and then given $7,500 from the NRA Emergency Fund. Scott also arranged for the ANGRPC, which is State Association, to give USANA another $2,500 for a total of $10,000. And Wednesday night, they gave it to the range, and Scott is also dealing with the people in Institute for Legislative Action, the legal and range development people that are lined up. So, yes, the NRA does a lot for New Jersey.
That is fantastic news.
You didn't know that, did you?
That part I did not know.
I got that from Gary Allison. So the NRA does a lot for New Jersey, but maybe I'm the guy that wants to make people know that.
Right.
I also want to get involved in the urban affairs committees because I think the NRA is so focused on Tennessee and Wyoming. We need – listen, the mass population is in the urban areas.
Right.
Let's wake them up,
you
know.
Yeah.
And maybe the NRA isn't going to do more for New Jersey, but maybe I could communicate what the NRA is doing.
Right.
And a lot of times the other board member who attacked me said, well, a lot of stuff is secretive in the back door. That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. So we don't want the other side to know. So tell me, and I'll come on and say, listen, the NRA is working on two or three big things. I can't tell you, but as soon as it's available, I will tell you, like Scott and Knappen have fed me over the years.
Right.
And I will do that. They're all looking at me as an adversary for seven organizations
who
align
so
themselves.
Odd.
They can't. They're telling me, well, I'm going to email all my friends and family to vote for you, but we can't endorse you because we're worried about the wrath of the NRA. Come on, guys. Seriously?
Yeah,
talk about an uphill battle. If you got your ballots in the mail, if you get the Rifleman or One Hunter magazine, you're going to see the ballot. It's hard to find me on the ballot. When we come back, we're going to discuss this, and then I want to talk to Cheyenne because she's still giving me that dirty look. I'm not looking anymore. You notice?
Hey,
I'm not looking.
She's really good with a gun.
I'm not looking.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of five best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Row, row, row your boat gently down.
And this segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic, W-A-L-D-O-R-F, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you go in, he will give you a free thermal scan and evaluation. He will decide what's right and what's wrong with you and set you off on the path. He can increase your shooting abilities with his treatments because he is a shooter. He's a life member of the NRA, life member of ANJRPC. He's an NRA instructor. He has his own book. Yes, chiropractic can help you. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic. Please spread the love and spread the word and support our sponsors.
Support
okay?
the people who
he
support
He is going
us.
To be the official chiropractor of Cheyenne Roberts when she goes national.
Wow.
He doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know it yet.
But he will be.
He will be.
Exactly.
We've just volunteered him.
Correct.
We do a
I
lot
hate
of
when
that.
That happens.
I know.
So back to the ballot. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody out there supporting Colangelo for NRA, I am on the ballot. I'm either number 6 or 12 or 21 or 30, 31 or 25 on the ballot. But I'm not listed on the facing page where it says report of the nominating committee. There's 29 names there. There's 31 to vote for. So me and Tracy Hill are hidden because we were not nominated by the nominating committee. My bio is in the preceding pages. You have to find Anthony Colangelo, Whippany, New Jersey, and please bullet vote. Make your vote count. If you don't know what a bullet vote is, Google bullet vote and you'll see. Ted Nugent doesn't need your votes. Well, I'm not going to tell them. You tell them.
Just vote for
They're
him.
They're smart enough.
And send it in.
Just vote for me and send it in. Make sure you fill it out right. 1.7 million voting members. The NRA gets about 90,000 ballots out of that. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
They throw out about 30,000 for people filled out improperly, voted for more than 25 people, didn't sign the back on the flap, et cetera, are mailed in too late. Now, if you get a magazine, your ballot's in the February Rifleman, Freedom, and Hunter. If you don't get a magazine, it'll be mailed to you in a week or two. You'll get them out. And by the last ones will be out by March 12th. They stagger it out. They have 5 different ballots to prevent people from voting for the first 25. Do not vote for 26. Vote for me. If you want to vote for one or two more people that you feel strongly about, then you should do it. Don't vote for the superstars because they're going to win anyway.
Of course.
Other than the gunny, the superstars never come to the board meetings anyway.
Right.
I'll be quite honest with
you.
Maybe that's pissing the NRA off too because I say that.
Ted Nugent
so,
never shows up.
Yeah, there's the Facebook page now, Colangelo for NRA, that Julio Flores set up. And yes, I was endorsed by the Firearms Coalition, David Kadria. I was endorsed by the Firearms Policy Coalition,
also
which
known
is the
as
Knox Brothers.
David Kadria.
Dan G. Go F. Anyway. And the other thing is I was endorsed by Ammo Land.
Yes.
Those are some big endorsements there. I was endorsed by ANJRPC, the State Association. And if you go on my website, I'm a life member, JPFO, et cetera, et cetera. No more about that. But vote Colangelo for NRA and bullet vote. Listen. I need 70,000 to 75,000 votes to finish in the top 25. I would like to send a referendum to NRA. I would love to have the most votes.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Could you imagine if I got 90,000 votes, Dan, like Tom Selleck?
Oh, that would be crazy. They wouldn't know what to do at NRA headquarters.
Exactly, especially when I show up with the skull rings and stuff, and Cheyenne is my bodyguard.
And the jazzy.
Cheyenne comes walking in with a pink AR-15 slung
That'd
over her
nice.
Shoulder. Cheyenne, if I'm going to sponsor your shooting, we're going to have to send your guns to Fluid Graphics, and we're going to have to do custom logos on the guns. Colors and logos. You're not just getting a plain black rifle, I'm telling you right now.
No. What are your colors?
Purple and black.
Okay, what is it?
Purple and black.
We'll do purple and black. My art guy will lay everything out. So that's what we're going to do.
Very nice.
Cheyenne, we love having you in the studio. You know, because of you, I can't cuss. I can still pronounce people's names wrong, but I have to keep it clean for this show. So tell us why you're here. Why you drove 2 hours with your dad to come to my range today. How do you guys like the range, by the way?
It's actually pretty good.
What was that?
She says that like it's
a surprise. What was that? It was pretty good.
It's actually pretty good, she says. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we'll accept that. Looks like you're not getting a custom colored rifle now. Okay. Looks like. Looks like you're getting a Kel-Tec.
You don't let him bully you. Okay.
The only girl with a slingshot out at the AR match.
Right.
So, a pointy stick. No? I'll get put myself with it, poke my eye out. So tell us, you have a medal hanging around your neck. You have a gold medal, it looks like. What is that for?
For a second-place women's division statewide shoot.
That was the Ruger National Matches, 2013
second place
state matches?
Statewide
Wait,
match.
Second place statewide match, women's division. That means there were 25 and 35-year-old women, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were 8 at the time?
Yes. Or, no, you, 9. She had just turned 9.
And you took second place?
Yes.
Overall?
Yes.
I love it. What was your rifle? Dad, you could chime in.
My Ruger 10/22. Oh, the old school, yeah. Wood, heavy wood stock.
Nice. Iron sights or glass?
No, she had a red dot on it.
And you finished that kid. Were you nervous going up to the firing line?
No.
No? You were confident?
Yes.
Really confident and focused?
Yes.
Wow. What do your friends think in school that you're a shooter?
It's amazing.
They like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they support you?
Yes.
Some people think you're crazy, though?
Some.
Yeah? You show them pictures and everything?
No.
No? You keep it on the down low?
Yeah.
Because your dad posts pictures and videos of you. The day of the Ruger match, he posted like 100 things. And I looked through them all. I did. I looked through every picture. I watched the videos and everything. Because I met you guys the first time down at a Second Amendment meeting down in South Jersey. And I was there for the first year Ruger match. I had sponsored that. Yep. We were working out of South Jersey Shooting Club at the time. Yep. And last year's match, you guys were down there. And you cleaned up, huh? You did really good?
Yes.
So how often do you shoot a week?
Not too much.
Well,
now.
This season it's tough down in the wintertime. You know, it's supposed to be fun and training, you know, shooting and training in this kind of weather is not fun for anybody.
Sure.
You know, Skip over at USANA that you were talking about earlier was so generous when we went to him at the end of the season and said, "Hey, look, we need an indoor training place for the winter for the off season," and he just couldn't move fast enough. Absolutely. Please have her come shoot here.
They have an air rifle, right?
They have indoor
and
pistol. It's
22.
They have indoor pistol, too.
And Sandy, we both went to USANA, right? We went there.
Yes, we
You
did.
Remember we went when, what's his name was teaching down there? I can't
Jose.
Think. Jose. Yeah, so, see, but you see how the firearms community is? For people that are not in the firearms community, you ask the owner of a range, the girl needs to train, use my place. How much so you want? I didn't ask, just use my place.
Yeah,
absolutely. You can say that about the firearms
community.
That's how
we are, yeah. You know, because, again, she's 9 years old. We want her to be the poster child for firearm safety and responsibility and training. That's what we want here.
Well, before you came in, ABC News New York was here.
Yes, and, Diane Sawyer.
And they're going to be having you guys on television now.
Yeah, they asked me to get in touch with them possibly for Monday or Tuesday of next week to actually come down and do some footage and talk to us about just the environment of being a dad. I'm a full-time dad of Shai and her little brother, and we're obviously very intimately involved in firearms. I mean, I was an instructor before I had kids. I was taught to shoot when I was 8 years old. Down in South Jersey, it's a lot more rural than it is up here at the studio. I grew up on 8 acres.
You do need a passport to come north of the Raritan River.
Yeah, I found that out this morning.
I know, I do it because I'm south of the Raritan River.
Yeah. But for me, it was that if I was going to have children in the house where there were firearms, they were going to know at a very early age to be responsible with them, that they weren't toys. I'm convinced that doing that at a young age cuts the accidents by 2/3, if not more, because you've removed the curiosity factor
Correct.
From the equation altogether.
We talk about that all the time.
I have no doubt at 9 years old, I mean, now the state probably would disagree with me, but I have no doubt in Shai's training and skill level that I could leave a belt-fed M240 machine gun on the coffee table and she wouldn't touch it without asking me. And it just happened that
I would touch it.
I would touch it too.
It just so happened that, you know, I started her at 4 years old with the safety and sitting on my lap, and then at 5 she was doing her own thing. At 6 she got a bolt action cricket for her 6th birthday, and she just showed a natural talent for it. She was 7 years old, and we were shooting at Bob's little sport shop in Glassboro, which was our home club before it burnt down, and she was calling her own bullseye shots without my input at all.
Nice. They're rebuilding, Bob.
They are rebuilding, yes. They're in the middle of rebuilding now. And now she's gotten to the point where she's been shooting .22, but now it's actually holding her back as far as skill level goes. She's actually got it on some of her notes here. She's in the process of moving into an XDS 9mm, which is a big jump from .22 to 9mm, but it opens up a lot more stuff
sure.
for her.
And rifle, AR platform?
AR platform, she shot
AR.
We
should build you an AR. We'll build a custom AR. Jimmy will build it for you.
What caliber do you like to shoot, Cheyenne, out of the AR?
5.56.
5.56.
Cheyenne, you have a whole page of notes there. Let's get Dad and me and Sandy stop talking. Give us some. She came with prepared notes,
by the way, for the show. Like Abby
Sandy
napping.
Brought gum.
I brought gum.
Okay. Dan brought coffee just for himself. So Cheyenne, what do you got? Talk to us a little bit about this.
Right there. Start right there.
Go ahead.
Right,
tell me. Be natural. She's just free form. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You use a red dot sight.
Yes.
Right? You load your own magazines?
Yes.
And you sit down and you get into the prone and the seated position, standing position, and you line your sights up. If your sight's off, have you started adjusting your own sights?
No, not yet.
Your dad adjusts them with you?
Yeah.
Okay, you need a little more patience for that. That's fine. They shoot with both eyes open with the dot or one eye closed?
Both eyes.
Both eyes. That's great. You're learning, really learning the right way. Now you're right-handed?
Yes.
No, she's left-handed. I taught her how to shoot right.
Right eye dominant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually had a problem at the Ruger Rimfire Challenge because she had never done optics before, and I always have been a firm believer in you have to master your irons before you get to play with optics. But it was going to be something that she needed to do. So we got a red dot from a friend. We put it on the 10/22. We borrowed a Buckmark pistol from another friend that was a competitive shooter for this match. And she struggled a little bit in the morning, and during the lunch break we talked, and I realized that we had not checked to see if they were parallax free.
Yes.
And I had taught her when you're using a red dot optic to keep both eyes open. Well, that's not a good idea when it's not parallax free. And as soon as we keyed in on that, she squinted her one eye shut, her accuracy went right to the X-ring every time.
Gotcha.
So it's a learning curve for me, too, because, yes, I'm an instructor, but she's also my daughter. And sometimes we have a communication gap where we're talking about the same thing, but we don't realize it because she doesn't know all the terminology that I do. And,
sure.
and sometimes I forget to kind of, I don't want to say dumb it down, but to bring
just
it down to
bring
her
it
level.
Down to her
right.
age level.
So there's some growing pains in this. But, she's definitely moved up quite a bit skill level. And she's just outgrown the 22s at this point. The big drawback with the 22 is they don't always have enough kinetic energy to knock down the plates.
Sure.
Depending on where she's hitting at. So a lot of times I have to call her shots. I'm at the line with her, and I'm moving with her if she's shooting IDPA because I'm an RSO. So I have to call her hits.
Wait. She shoots IDPA?
Yeah.
You're running gun?
Yes.
You have a holster and everything?
Yeah.
Wait
a minute, Anthony. You said you saw all the videos.
You shoot running gun with a Browning Buckmark.
Well, she uses the Walther P22 we brought with us today
for that.
But she's outgrown it. She needs to step up to the XDS.
So you're running and gunning now. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody likes to move and shoot. Yeah. You'll be shooting three gun before you know it.
This spring.
That's
what she needs the AR for.
You're
going
to be shooting three gun. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Yeah? You're excited for it?
Yes.
Now, how old's your brother?
4.
Oh, so he can't shoot for another 4 years, really.
Well, you know, he can start the safety.
Yeah, but he can't really get out there and compete like you can.
No.
Is he jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does talk about it all the time.
Yeah, he must be jealous, right, Sandy?
Of course.
Be careful. He might sabotage your stuff. He might come out and twist your sights off or something when you're not
sure
looking.
Make sure you zero those guns
every time. Always check. What's your brother's name?
CJ.
So you should always make sure CJ's not going near your stuff before a match or something. He might tie your shoelaces together or something. Okay.
So, well, he doesn't know how to tie yet.
Okay. But as soon as he learns, you might be the first person he ties.
Yep.
He might tie your two sneakers
together.
And, of course,
Anthony's speaking from personal experience.
Exactly. See, I'm old now. The only way I can beat young people like you is by cheating. She just gave me another cute, dirty look, which is good. So all your magazines you load on the handguns, too?
Yes.
And you come up, both eyes open with the handgun, and you start firing away, and you run through all the stages and matches. You ever get disqualified for doing something wrong? It happens to everybody. No?
She hasn't had a single DQ yet. She's had a couple of failure to neutralize hits on her times, procedural errors, stuff like that. She has never been disqualified from a match. She's beaten 2 police officers this past season.
That's no surprise.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
2 police officers. Is that nice? Is that nice? I'm proud of you. So what's your dream gun? What's your favorite gun?
Wow.
Machine gun.
What?
Machine gun.
Oh, well, what's your second favorite gun?
She's probably not going to remember, but I took her to the Oaks gun show last fall. It's the first time she'd ever been to a gun show in her life. And we're walking the aisles and looking at things. And I've unfortunately, I've created a monster in my daughter here because she has exquisite taste.
Yeah, of course.
She picks up an FN Herstal F2000.
Oh, yeah.
$2,000 battle rifle. Daddy, can I have this in New Jersey? No. Can we have it in Pennsylvania? Yeah. When are we moving?
Yeah, that's what we all say. When are we moving?
But I mean, we go to a gun shop and I'm looking at, $500, $600 HKs and Taurus PT911s. She's picking up STI race gun, full race guns for $1,500, $1,800. I'm proud of her, but it's created a monster for me as far as financing all this, which is why the sponsors are such a big help.
Well, we're going to sponsor you. And we're going to get other people behind you to sponsor you too. You know, it has to be youthful sponsors, though, Sandy. So your denture cream, we can't sponsor denture cream.
Denture cream,
it's a different demographic.
Yeah,
she's actually she's got a really good head on her shoulders for her future too. She's talked about the things we've struggled with gear, trying to get gear that fits her. I have to get adult stuff,
and you have to cut it down.
I have to cut it down.
Yeah.
She her waist size is like 4 inches. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you. Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
And this segment is sponsored by Montville Executive Suites. The website is Montville, MONTVILLE, office.com. The Facebook page is Montville Executive Suites. Owner Ron Sousa, 2A supporter, member of the Woodland Park Range. If you go on Ron's site, MontvilleOffice.com, and do a virtual tour of his place, you're going to freak out. If you know anybody that lives in the central Morris area and 60 miles radius, four major highways running through it, for as little as $59 a month, Dan, you can have a virtual office with no long-term commitment. You know how we're always afraid if I get an office space, I got to sign a five-year lease, $2,500 a month, how am I going to make it? Not that way with Ron. You add, he adds. If you want more space, if you want a meeting room, presentation room, it's there. If you don't, but for $59 a month, you can have a place to meet clients.
Yeah.
You can have a place where your phone calls go.
Yeah.
How could you beat that?
No,
way
you
can't. Of the future.
And how professional do you look when clients come and you greet them at your executive suites and you bring them into a conference room and sit down?
Instead of you taking a dog bed off of the couch.
So Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Please support those who support us. If you don't need something like this, just like his Facebook or cut and paste his website and post it around and have people you know that you think can use this, you know?
Right.
And again, Ron always says when you're going from your house or your mother's bedroom or something and you're moving up from the basement or the garage, this is the next progression. And he also has long-term leasing too. You can get a $1,000 a month office space that's yours and nobody else can have it.
Well, he has a New Jersey
Panaccio. Panaccio rents out half of one side. He has three floors there. I mean, you can't believe how beautiful this campus is. He owns the whole thing. There's daycare right next door.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. So Montville Executive Suites, please check it out. So let me hear about this. You have sponsors already, huh? Who are some of your sponsors?
Freedom Ammo in Mantua, New Jersey.
I'm familiar with Freedom Ammo. And who else?
Critical Response, Kydex in Philadelphia.
Okay, and who else?
Ammoland.com.
Ammoland's a sponsor?
Yes.
Freddie and the guys?
Yes.
Good. And who else?
USANA Marksmanship Training Center.
Yeah, that's great.
Skip Meyer in Elmer, New Jersey.
I want to thank Skip, USANA, Freddie, Freedom Ammo. I want to thank. Is Freedom Ammo Sean?
No, Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. Okay.
Glenn.
I want to thank those guys for supporting Cheyenne.
One more.
Who else?
I got one more.
Who?
Mondo at Animal Customs in Texas for my custom-made jerseys.
He's doing the jerseys for you?
Yep.
That's good. We should probably get a leather guy or nylon guy that can custom-make stuff for you.
That's what we were talking about before we went to the break. The biggest issue with a youth shooter at her level is I've been forced to modify adult stuff for her usage, and it clicked for both of us that it is a niche, but there is a market there for youth-oriented gear. Gun belts,
sure.
Shell holders, mag holders. I understand why Brownells and Midway and DeSanti and the rest of the big names wouldn't touch that market because for them it's not efficient. But she identified that and said, you know, Daddy, you know, maybe can I come up with my own line of
ooh,
gear?
Nice. Cheyenne's waist is the size of my wrist.
Yes,
so
it's very true.
So if you could just imagine trying to make a duty rig or a rig for her to shoot, you know, USPSA or something, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, it is a struggle. You know? It definitely is. Even with belt keepers on a standard duty belt for her holster for IDPA, she had a lot of trouble this past season with the friction fit being so tight that when she went to her draw stroke, the holster would ride up.
We can't have that.
And it would delay her draw stroke.
Now, can't have that riding up on her.
You know, half a second's not much, but it could mean the difference between first place or third place.
Oh, sure, That's
you need to get a small niche person that makes belts and stuff, and you can create a whole line from there.
Yeah.
If anybody listening knows someone that knows somebody, talk back at Gun for Hire Radio and .com, and let me tell you, we'll hook Dan and Cheyenne up with that. So your two favorite colors you were telling us before, what are they?
Purple and black.
So we're going to make you a purple and black AR to shoot. Something really nice and light that you can move around and knock everything down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
She's got to figure out what pattern she wants. Because tiger stripes kind of played out. Everybody does tiger stripe.
You have to go on.
How about skulls?
Yeah.
Skulls, camo.
Skulls, camo.
Yeah.
Skulls. We have a company called Fluid Graphics that we're using now that are doing all the skull stuff and
the
AR
dip
stuff
graphics.
With us.
Beautiful.
And you can do anything you want on it. So Cheyenne, we'll get together with him.
They should
and
be
we'll come up
the
with
show.
Something. Well, we can talk to them about that.
I mean, their stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, we just did an all pink AR. Jimmy made it for his girlfriend. It was all pink skulls.
Now I'm going to have to get a hold of Mondo down at Animal Customs and order another set of jerseys. And I'm thrilled with the amount of people that are willing to support her career. But with that comes the fact that every time you add a few more sponsors, that's more jerseys that have
correct.
To be made.
Well, she's going to grow out of the jerseys anyway.
Right.
As she attracts sponsors, she's going to grow out of them because right now she's about 38 pounds. Was I close? 54.
Not really.
Not really.
71.
No, not that heavy. No.
62. Pretty close. Yeah. I can tell by her face. Close, yeah. All right, we'll go with it. This is the only time I can guess a woman's age because she's
bingo
9.
Here with all the numbers.
Any other woman, if I tried to guess her age, I get a black eye.
Yes.
Okay. So what are you, about 130? How? Oh, bad mistake.
Yeah, so you
I want to commend you, Dan, and I want to commend you, Cheyenne. It's amazing that you guys are, you know, so committed to this and help perpetuating the safe shooting sports. But Dan, you wrote an article that stuck with me 2 weeks ago in reference to the Short Hills carjacking where the gentleman was executed.
Yes.
And you want to share with the listeners a little bit about that while Cheyenne still gives me dirty looks?
Yeah, it just really was outrageous what happened with that incident. And it's not the only time that's happened. But the situation is such that, you know, the state of New Jersey legislature and to a large extent the judiciary has taken the position of they are going to do every dirty trick and legislative maneuver they can to flat out deny residents of this state even the choice of whether or not they want to have some means of self-defense. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a handgun. It could be a pocket knife. It could be the ridiculous 3/4 ounce pepper spray. Anything above that's a crime. So they've taken the position of we're going to do everything we can to deny you your right to even make that choice. And then we're not only going to exempt ourselves because it's one of the worst kept secrets that New Jersey legislators can get carry permits and judges can certainly get carry permits. Mm-hmm. But in the administrative code, they put in the administrative code that, oh, by the way, we're also not liable in any way, shape, or form in a civil matter for anything that happens to you or if the police can't protect you or save you or anything at all. So it's absolutely outrageous. So we're going to say you can't protect yourself. And at the same time, we're not going to be responsible for you when something bad happens. That's ridiculous.
Correct.
It's morally and intellectually bankrupt. Correct. Period.
And you're just using this one case as your focus, but it's in everything in our state. If I'm walking down the street and someone pulls a knife on me,
yes.
Other than 3/4 ounce of mace, I have no recourse.
No, you have none.
And if I do something, there's nothing to protect me if I hurt that person from him from suing me civilly.
Absolutely.
And if I don't do something and I'm killed, then I'm dead. But if I'm not killed and I applied for a carry permit, a judge would say, well, you still don't have justifiable need. Knappen says the only true justifiable definition in New Jersey is that you have to be dead.
An autopsy report.
They'll issue your carry permit post-mortem.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it is morally.
You bring your autopsy report in and show that it was violent. You'll get your carry permit.
And a lot of people don't know this about me. It's not something I advertise. But I'm also a, quote, victim of gun crime twice over. In 1981, my great-grandfather was murdered in his own home in Atlantic City by two guys that got pissed off. They had been stealing his pension checks from the mailbox. And he got on to that scheme and started having them sent to the post office box. Well, they didn't like that. So they broke in one night, tied him up, proceeded to beat the heck out of him while they ransacked his house. And at some point, he managed to get free and tried to make a run for it, and they shot him and killed him.
Wow.
And then
how old was your grandfather?
My great-grandfather, when that happened in 81, he was mid-80s probably.
Wow.
I barely knew him. I was a child at the time. And then when I was a young man, probably 19 or 20, I was robbed at gunpoint by two acquaintances from a job I was at. They weren't friends. We were friendly in the lunchroom or things like that. They had asked me to give them a ride somewhere. I was headed that way. One thing led to another. I turn around. I'm in a rundown, decrepit neighborhood, and I'm looking at a gun in my face.
Wow.
And that, I think that for me was the light bulb moment of, you know, there was no teleporter beam for a cop to show up at my side when I needed that protection. And basically whether I lived or died was in the hands of two animals who had already shown a propensity to take things as far as they needed to do it to get what they wanted. that was my light bulb moment. So the position that the state legislature, the judiciary, have taken, it is morally and intellectually bankrupt under any standard.
Running coward.
Yeah.
Running coward. That's
running coward. Stay in your house and put bigger locks on your doors.
Absolutely. Because the Second Amendment doesn't extend past your front door. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Well, just a few weeks ago, you heard living testimony of just how effective a man stopper it is. One of our listeners, a big, burly male nurse, used lipstick bodyguard to drop a knife-wielding attacker to his knees. The would-be victim went home unscathed that night. His attacker? Well, he had to be taken away by ambulance, crying like a baby. Be sure every woman you know and care about is protected this holiday season. Give her the gift of power. Lipstick Bodyguard is the best force multiplier short of a 45 you can get, and you can take it more places. They're made right here in America from exacting specifications, assuring you the most powerful formula allowed by law. You can get yours right here at the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range or at lipstickbodyguard.com.
What were you just saying? Are we there yet? Say that again.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Yeah, she's getting a little more relaxed here. So, Dan, I'm very proud of your daughter, and I'm proud to say that I'm going to align myself up and sponsor her cause. Our listeners and stuff, you said she has a Facebook page?
She has a Facebook fan page. I run the administration of it just because I can't be too careful with that stuff with social media and kids. But she has a Facebook fan page. She has a YouTube channel. We're always trying to up her profile and get her exposure, and I'll be happy to forward that information to you as well.
Yeah, I'm going
to
post
that,
it.
Like our listeners can do? I mean, you're talking to a million people right now, so.
I mean, really.
We could use some more sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors. Yeah.
If
sponsors.
You know anybody that
if,
wants
if
to
you
sponsor
own a business
her.
Or it doesn't have to be a firearms-related company, does it?
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, there should be at least some residual tie-in of some
sugary
sort.
Snacks.
You know, sugary snacks are good. You can
you
send
can
those
send
to
samples
us.
Right here.
I don't know.
Send the samples to the Woodland Park Range.
Right.
We have to check them before we give them to Cheyenne. Right.
I don't know that Red Bull or Powerade are ready to take that.
Sure.
Because there is a lot of people, unfortunately, that still buy into this negative, oh gosh, kids and guns are so scary and it's evil and you're being a bad parent.
Yeah, but we have a different audience
thanks to
here.
People like Cheyenne, I think that's going to change. Because when Anthony and I, who were ancient, by the way, were young, we had freedom in New Jersey. And
yes.
In two generations, We lost freedom.
Yes.
So we can get it back.
Yeah. When I was her age, growing up, like I said, I grew up in a very rural area outside of Glassboro, New
Jersey.
Me
too, yeah.
And it was routine. We would take our 22s and ride our bikes to a friend's house and have the original Top Shot competition in your backyard with soda cans.
Yeah, with real guns.
With real guns.
Yeah.
I had a loaded rifle in my closet when I was 8 years old. And the thing that kept me from doing anything stupid or dangerous was because I was terrified of my father, and he made it clear if I did something wrong, it was
different world. Different world.
If we went hunting season, me and 8, 9 friends, throw it in our book bags, throw on the blaze orange, sling a shotgun, walk down the shoulder of the road. If a police officer stopped, the most they would, hey guys, how you doing? Do you have any luck? Oh no, all right, well good luck. Right. Stay safe.
Right.
That was it.
Right.
These days you'd have a SWAT team.
Dan, I learned to shoot at the PAL. I don't even think that. Do they have PALs anymore?
I passed one in Parsippany. I don't know if it's open anymore.
Wow.
Parsippany Police Athletic League.
The local cops, I mean, that's who taught you how to shoot.
Right.
So everybody knew. And if we were going down to, like, the dumps or whatever, we would call in and just say, oh, we're going down to dumps to go shoot rats. All right, you boys be careful now.
Yeah.
And that was it.
If you listeners, if you're interested or anybody else is interested, email talkback@gunforeverhireradio.com.
Right.
We'll put you in contact with Cheyenne's team. Now, also, Dan is going to send me the link, and we have the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook pages, and I'll have Jose post the link up there, too, to go direct. And, you know, maybe we'll get some more sponsors for her. I'm going all in. We're going to build her a custom purple and black AR size to her with whatever glass she needs put on it. We're going to outfit the whole thing with a case and the whole bit. So she'll be all outfitted up there. And, Dan, we're going to give a coffee. So that's that.
And some gum.
That's and maybe, well, yeah,
a
your
stick
gum.
Of gum. How,
that's
stick
what
of
Sandy
gum.
Broke.
Now,
gum.
How do I always get the short end of the stick?
Because
you get all the cool toys and I get the coffee.
She's the superstar.
Because you can't live without coffee.
Thank you.
You can't live without coffee.
She gave him a dirty
So we're giving you lifeblood. There you go. We're giving you coffee.
See?
anybody wants to help out? I mean, this is great. 9-year-old girl, try to attack the wholesomeness of this here. You know, everybody's lined up on it. What is it? Glock has Tori, right?
She's actually, I was on the phone with the new director of the USPSA Area 8 2 weeks ago, and I mentioned that Shai's big kind of break into this was she saw a YouTube video I showed her 2.5, 3 years ago of Tori at 15 competing in a match, and her eyes lit up, and she said, Daddy, that's what I want to do. So she has looked up to Tori as an idol and a hero for a long time. So I'm talking to this guy about USPSA because this is where she's going. And he says, oh, well, it just so happens I'm personal friends with Tori. How about in the springtime when the weather breaks? It's only Virginia. It's a couple hours away. How about you come down? I'll introduce you to her. You guys they can shoot together. It really was a big opportunity for her.
So what do you think about that, Cheyenne?
I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah,
I just met Tori in Vegas last week.
Yeah.
She was signing
jealous.
Autographs.
What's yeah, she's
what do you think it's going to be like?
Awesome.
and who else did you meet? You met she watched Top Shot from the very first show ever when it was on History Channel.
I got to meet George Reynes.
Oh, really?
Oh, pretty cool.
At South Jersey Shooting Club.
Well, he's from
Mount Laurel.
Near you guys, right?
He's from Mount Laurel. He was in the area. He came down to the club one day. So, I mean, how cool was it as a 7 or 8-year-old to meet a TV star? And not only that, he graciously offered, hey, next time I'm in town, how about if I teach you some long-range shooting tricks?
Nice. Very nice.
She seems to attract people that just want to really bend over backwards to help her succeed with what she's decided she wants to do.
Well, you know, when somebody shows the passion that you show,
yes,
and the talent that you show, everybody's going to rally around you. And you know what's going to be cool, too, is beginning next week, you're going to be a television star. You're already a radio star, which is kind of cool. You know, you're talking to a million people right now. So,
see the eyes glaze over?
Yes. A million.
So get the autographs now.
It's a lot.
Get the autographs now.
Yeah.
Before you
get them now.
Start having a signing appearance.
Nobody's letting her talk. She wanted to thank some people on the bottom of this paper. Before Sandy, because you'll notice, Diana, I didn't talk much this show. All right. I let Sandy talk with his speech impediment and all. So
nice.
We do have some couple of things here.
And then this one.
Let's hear it, Cheyenne. Come on. Otherwise, we're cutting all your sponsorship. Go ahead.
I want to give a huge, huge thanks first to my daddy for all his hard work to get me to this point, not just as my coach and instructor, but the hours he's spent on the phone rounding up sponsors, working with me at practice, driving me to matches, managing my Facebook page, stuff like that.
Beautiful. He wrote that. What a ham. Go ahead, Cheyenne. This one's from you.
And last but not least, to my two older sisters, Harley and Sarah, the rest of my family and friends, I'm really looking forward to a huge season this year, and as I start shooting in USPSA, United States Practical Shooting Association, Area 8.
Okay, now as one of your sponsors, I have some rules. You have to be in bed by 9. You need a minimum of 9 hours sleep.
No boys.
I'm not done. And you can entertain dating boys when you're 30. We'll talk, okay?
Yeah.
But right now 30, it's not 31. Open for discussion, okay?
Yeah.
What other rules do we have? A multivitamin
we'll
every day.
More.
I'll make a list. I'll make a little list, a little check off. We'll also need to see your report card. You're going to have to maintain a certain grade point average.
Straight honor roll.
Straight honor roll?
I don't think she has a
yes,
problem with
high
that.
Five on that.
Straight
honor roll.
Roll. Every aye, year.
Aye, aye. Anthony and I came from the part of the class that made the top 50%
yes.
look very good.
I came from Newark. They called me a Benet. I don't even
what's
want
a Benet?
To. Benet basically is a slang Italian banana, which means I took the short yellow bus to school.
Nice.
Okay? They would call me a Benet. So you got some of those basic ground rules, sponsorship ground rules that we have to adhere to? In bed by 9, minimum 9 hours sleep. We'll be talking.
Flintstone vitamins.
We'll be talking. We'll be regulating the. We'll be regulating the snacks and everything. We'll come up with a whole regimen. Yeah, we're all going to be watching you. Okay?
So, Cheyenne, when you start competing this new season, are you going to come back and talk to us and tell us how it's going?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hold that medal
we
up, too,
can guarantee. Yeah, that's very nice.
Of you in the medal.
It makes for good radio. It's very good.
I'm going to post it on our page.
You
Benet. Thank you.
Wow, Benets. I thought you were talking about Benets.
No, you were thinking Beignet.
Beignet.
You
want
to go
right.
to New Orleans.
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
And you want to have a Beignet from, where's the name of the famous
Cafe
place?
Cafe Du Monde.
Cafe Du Monde. All it is fried dough. Italians call that a Zeppola.
A Zeppola,
yeah.
But in New Orleans, it's called a Beignet.
Oh.
You fry dough and put a ton of powdered sugar on it.
Yep.
The only problem is that when you sit in the seats there, have you ever been to Cafe Du Monde?
I've been.
It's like you stick to the seats.
Yeah, and there's birds everywhere if you're outside.
Oh,
the
course.
Outside. Part. I went to New Orleans, Cheyenne, because I wanted to try a beignet. I was there for other reasons, but beignets were a big part of it. I get there, I'm like, I've been eating this since I'm like 5.
Yeah,
it's a
Zeppola. Right.
It was no big deal. What's your favorite food? And we'll decide if you're allowed to eat it or not.
Ice cream.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
We're going to have to talk.
Well, no.
Okay,
no.
We're going to have to talk.
Girl after my own heart. So.
Actually, she's right after, you probably appreciate this. She actually likes calamari.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with seafood.
She's been eating calamari since she was 5 or 6 years
good.
Old.
Well. Do you eat fruit and vegetables?
Yes.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
And whole grains? No,
yeah.
Not much
whole
fried
grains.
Foods?
Whole grains. When was the last time we ate whole grains? What are you serious?
You don't eat much fried foods, right?
Do not.
I like fried foods.
Right. Hey, I'll take you to a place for ice cream in York, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I will travel
I've
that
been
far
there.
For ice
they
cream.
They have fried Oreos.
How are they? Good?
I've never had one.
But you like Oreos? All right, you passed the test.
Well,
she likes Oreos. It would be un-American if she didn't like an Oreo.
Well,
okay? Every kid has to like an Oreo.
That's true. And
my
if you
friend doesn't like
deep
Oreos.
Fries.
Then he should move to Russia. Okay? And they should give him cabbage soup every day.
That's a cabbage
she's
soup.
She's a big pasta fan, too. Loves when I make spaghetti and sausage.
Yeah, you like pasta?
Oh.
I want to be a chef when I grow up.
Do you really?
A chef, a competitive shooter. This kid has got it down.
Yeah, but a competitive shooting, she's got
competitive
30
shooting
years of
chef.
That.
I know.
A competitive shooting chef, like the Iron
Chef.
She
wants to open her own restaurant.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have the idea of a wild game restaurant where you could go harvest your own game and then she'd prepare it.
Man, I grew up in that business. That is a tough business, boy.
Shoot your own food. I'll
cook
it.
Shoot your own food.
And then you cook it?
Yeah.
But now, Cheyenne, you got to have stuff ready, prepared for me because
I
am not going to go out and work for food. That's right.
Well, you know the old ancient word?
You have
you know
to shoot the food for me.
Do you know the ancient
wait, I have
word?
To shoot the food for you?
Of
yes.
course. It's your restaurant. I'm just coming to pay you. I'll pay
you. Do
you
know the ancient word for someone who couldn't hunt? Vegetarian. Cheyenne and Dan, I can't thank you enough. 2-hour drive.
Thank
I'm
going
to let you guys shoot for free now since you're here. Nice. What the heck? Your dad's going to email me what we need to do for sponsorship stuff, and then we're going to get Jimmy involved, and you're going to get her a lower, and we'll take care of it from there, and then we're going to build her AR. Ha-ha!
Nice.
How do you like that?
So what else is
going
on? I
probably have lowers in stock. I'll just transfer one to you. You're going to have to come up with your FID.
That's fine. Very nice. I have it on me.
Beautiful.
We can do it before we leave.
Beautiful. What's coming up? Evan Knappen, two seats left for the May 9th class, by the way.
Wow.
February 7th class is coming up. Masad Ayoub, 14 seats left for the second class of Masad Ayoub group. Okay, so if you want to get in, go online. A ton of first aid classes, CPR, first aid for the RSO, all have been launched, including Quick Clot. Go on our website and check it out. We have our prepper class, Preparing for the Storm. Members only, $5 transfers. $5 FFL transfers. 15 for Knicks, 5 for us. Find it lower in the state, let me know about it. Ain't happening, okay? If you bring your gun in to be cleaned, if you're a member, we will ultrasonic clean your gun like it's brand new for $25. If you're a Woodland Park Range member and you refer someone, you will get a $50 credit to your account for a referral fee. Beat that with a stick.
Very nice. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Baroni. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the shooting star Cheyenne Roberts, her dad, Dan, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
Shine.